This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
She's the dying heart of this ragged old town.
Back in 2011, we talked to the Rhode Island duo Brown Bird. Dave Lamb with that wine-dark voice, and Mistress of Strings, Morgan Eve Swain.
Don't you hear the sound of ghosts calling from the grave? Don't you do it like we've done when we had our way? There ain't no night, no hunting here, we're gonna save the day. So get off the floor, be wrong before you wither away.
Brown Bird had just taken the Newport Folk Festival by storm. Lamb and Swain got married and fast became a fixture in a growing group of musically restless, lyrically honest songwriters.
You know, I know when we sit down to write a song and work on music, we don't necessarily think about that at all. If we're involved in the spirit of that time period and this creative movement that's happening, that's great. You know, we feel, you know, we're glad to be a part of that.
There's definitely a community, though, that we're part of that I think is great.
Last year, that community mourned. Dave Lamb had leukemia and died in April 2014. Despite the illness, though, Lamb and Swain had been at work on a new album. And despite losing her partner in music and in life, Morgan Eve Swain decided to finish the record. It's called Axis Mundi, and it's out now. Swain came in to talk about it with us, and we started with the song she says she's most proud of. This is Bannermen.
This one we wrote before Dave became ill, and this was kind of the point where we were like, yep, definitely going electric, definitely going to play electric bass. You know, we've been listening to, you know, a lot of psych rock from the Middle East from the 60s and 70s. We're listening to, you know, a lot of John Zorn and stuff like that. And we're really into these crazy rhythms. And this was the first time that we really kind of went for it and I think nailed it.
Love, elation's alibi, cascading down tonight on 207 souls, the bleeding.
I mean, you can really hear it. It's got like such a gritty swing to it.
Yeah.
It's the one I've been listening to over and over.
Excellent.
And over. Well, what was your hope overall for the album as a whole when you sort of began the project?
Well, began the project meaning when exactly?
Yeah, good question. I mean, when do you think the beginning of the project was?
Fair question. Some of these songs were written before Dave became diagnosed. And there was a real effort to make them more rock-inspired and heavier. And, you know, we were having a lot of fun with the writing process. You know, Bannermen is one of those songs. And as things progressed, you know, Dave was writing through his illness, and it was very therapeutic for him. It's an interesting record in that respect because it was written through this, you know, horrific experience. And he recorded all these demos at home. And so the second half of the project was me completing the record after he had passed, you know, taking all of his demos, which were beautifully recorded by himself in our home with GarageBand. and I re-recorded all my parts and completed everything. And so it's kind of a two-part project that I'm very proud of.
Did the meaning change when it became clear that, you know, he was very ill again?
I'm not sure if it changed for him. You know, it's one of those things where you listen back now and a lot of the lyrics are, you know, is there meaning here or am I reading into this? Like, did he know something that I didn't know? And there's a lot of that I'm sure other people are hearing now too. For me, one of the things I keep telling people is that our intention with this record was, you know, to come back with a bang. And when he was better, we were going to be touring and we were going to have a drummer with us and it was going to be like, we're back and we're bigger and better than ever.
A victory album.
Yeah, a victory album. It's obviously not what we intended, but to me it's still a victory record.
Should we listen to a little bit more?
Sure.
This is again from the new album. This is called Focus.
Tethered to the cure, I focus on the pain. Transformation comes, tempered by the flame. And if this flesh should fade, devour me from within. May then my soul prevail, free to roam again.
Do you mind if I ask what it feels like to hear his voice even today?
It depends on the moment. Sometimes it's incredibly comforting. Other times I can't quite deal with it. Depends on the song, too. Something about this song doesn't destroy me the way others do. I think because I remember when it was written, you know, we were certainly dealing with it then, but it didn't feel dire yet.
It's so clear how not only the two of you sort of work together, but obviously how intimately you know each other.
Of course.
But because of that, were there times that he would be working away and being so focused on the music that you, knowing that he was ill, kind of wanted to knock on the door and be like, hey,
absolutely,
take a break.
Absolutely. I remember actually teasing him because there were definitely times where, you know, especially with the drums, because it's an incredible workout and he was incredibly weak at that point. And I was like, babe, you don't have to be killing yourself getting these demos pristine. We're going to re-record them again. You know, like, take a break, you know, eat some food. And it's, you know, it's one of those crazy things now. It's like, thank God that he actually did that, because now I have these recordings that are as close to perfect as they can possibly be. And now I have a record that I can put out.
Even the walls are shaking her down and breaking her mind with unsettling sounds. Courage collapses and uncertainty reigns. She tries to summon the strength to thunder through it again.
Why is it called Axis Mundi, actually?
So I found that phrase written in his book of lyrics without any context, and I looked it up, and it's this mythical point where heaven and earth connect, and it opens up communication between higher and lower realms. And reading about this phrase was just, it was like a bolt of lightning hit me. I don't know what his intention was with that phrase, but to me it was obvious that it was meant for this record.
Well, let's listen to another song from Axis Mundi. This is Avalon.
You're a peach when proliferating portions of love, when the universe so seemingly storms from above. You're a huntress and a healer and a holder of hands, and your heart is the Avalon that I seek for my end.
Tell us about it.
Avalon is the only song on the record that is not credited. It's not listed on the track listing. And it's the only song that Dave didn't intend to be on the record. Avalon was written for me as a Christmas gift while he was ill. And it's funny that you just asked me what it's like to hear his voice, you know, and that one should be one that I can't handle. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's a huge source of strength. And one of the things that I'm pulling strength from is that line where he says, you're a healer and a huntress and a holder of hands. My new writing project is called The Huntress because of that. And, you know, it's because of him that I feel that I can even continue writing at all. And it felt like the perfect way to leave the record off as, like, this is how we felt about each other. This was our band, and now I'm the huntress, and I'm going to continue in his name.
Well, Morgan Eve Swain is one half of the band Brown Bird. Her husband and musical partner Dave Lamb passed away from leukemia last year. The album we've been talking about today is Axis Mundi. Morgan Eve, thanks so much for coming in and
absolutely
for talking about the music and talking about Dave as well.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.